So today, the last in our little series on hashtag follow, where we are talking about who we are following and reminding ourselves that usually the one that we follow, we become like that person because we sit with them, we learn from them, we kind of follow them, we try and do the same as they do. So today we're going to talk a little bit, as I follow, what are the consequences of following? There was a church conference once, and at the church conference at some stage, they asked the question, how does the church measure spiritual maturity? And the moment they asked the question, it was like everyone just went quiet. It was like no one wanted to say a word because they were afraid, am I going to say the right thing? Are we doing the right thing? Maybe I'm going to say something that no one thinks is good. Some guy just went quiet. And then all of a sudden, someone said two words. Others focused. And it was like the light bulb went on in that whole conference room. And it's like, yes, of course, that's what it is. When we follow Christ and He influences our lives are lives that change from self-focused to others focused. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. So again, this little backdrop, let me take you to our first scripture reading. I'm going to read Luke chapter 9 and also chapter 10, but first chapter 9, verse 1 to 5. When Jesus had called the 12 together, He gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And He sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. And if people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. So when we get to this story, the disciples have been with Jesus for quite a while now. So learning from Him, sitting with Him, being trained by Him. And then Jesus says to them, let me tell you how the kingdom of God works. You've been with me for a long time. You've seen me heal sick people, do miracles. You've seen me feed. You've seen me love. You've seen me care. It's time for you to take that training and put that training into action and to get out there and to go and serve people. But I wonder if you saw what He's doing here. Because right up to this point, just think about it. For the disciples, it was disciple-focused, them-focused. It was all about them for them. Just think how often they would stand there and quarrel with each other. Who of them was the most important? Who of them is going to sit at the right hand? Who is going to sit at the left hand? Who was first and who was last? And who is the biggest in the kingdom? It was all self-focused. And in this moment, Jesus just flips the script on them and He says, no, 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 no. If you want to follow Me, this is how it works in the kingdom. Then it changes from self-focused to others focused and a life of serving. And then He does this amazing thing. He doesn't ask them, do you think you're ready to go do this? Do you think you've had enough training to go do this? He just says to them, now go, and I will give you power and authority. And here's the thing, my friends. When God sends us out to serve, serving will always take us out of our comfort zone. Remember we said that last week? If we want to get close to Jesus, starts with listening. Number two is He takes us out of that comfort zone, makes us uncomfortable. He goes into our schedules and He doesn't care so much about them. Sending out, serving as part of discipleship always takes me out of my comfort zone. But then it takes me into this amazing place of God's power that comes into my life and changes my life forever. You see, when God sends us out serving, He doesn't send us out to go do a few tasks that he couldn't do because he can do all of those tasks. He uses serving. He uses going out to change me, to bless me. That's why he says, go, do, serve, and I will give you power. Now let's fast forward a little bit. So in between, lots of things happen, and you can go read that, the feeding and Peter's declaration and transfiguration. All of this happens. And then we get to chapter 10. Things change a little bit. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into this harvest field. Go! I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. I want you to notice a few things here. Can you see that in this moment, Jesus, after sending the 12 and they came back, Jesus now expands the team from 12 to 72. Can we just see the principle behind this? It's this moment that reminds us that we can't say, hold on. That first moment, that was just for the disciples, and it was just them that had the power to go out and go do. No. Jesus puts another 72, and Jesus says to us, and you are part of that 72 that needs to go out and go serve. Did you notice that when he speaks of the 72, we don't know anything about them. We don't know where they came from. We don't know what their background was. We don't know what their training was. We don't know how many courses they did, because that's not important. They were everyday people like us. And he says to them, go. And then he says these words with a go. He says, go, because the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. In other words, the fruit potential is off the charts out there. There is so much fruit potential. The problem is, so often we look at the world and we think to ourselves, there's no potential. There's no fruit. I'm not going out there in any case. Not going to do that. And the same thing was true for those people in first century. Because, I mean, they were sent into this Roman world where the Romans were against them. And they had all kinds of other gods. And it was really, really hard. And they could look at this world and say, nah. So you can imagine their shock when Jesus says to them, go! Because the harvest is plentiful. It's just the workers that are few. Maybe Jesus already knew about the Pareto principle, right? The 80-20 principle. The 20% doing 80% of the work. And that's why he doesn't say to them, so pray to the Lord of the harvest to make the harvest less offensive. He actually says, pray to the Lord of the harvest, because the workers are few. And this world is messed up. And it's even more messed up after 20 months being in a pandemic. My friends, if we look closely, the fruit potential out there, it's off the chart. But there's an urgency to this. It's not like, yeah, we'll see if we can get there. There's an urgency. Did you see that? When Jesus sends them out, he says, go. Don't take sandals. Don't take a purse. Don't pick a bag. And don't greet anyone on the road. Just go. And it sounds like, whoa, that's a little rude, right? You see, it worked this way in those days. If you were to greet someone, you had to stop. You had to ask about the family. You had to ask all the pleasantries. And you had to spend time, and sometimes that would go to a place where you would drink something together, or you would end up at that person's home, and you would have dinner and maybe even sleep over. That's what would happen. And Jesus says, there's no time for the pleasantries. There is such a need out there, and the fields are ripe and ready, and we need to get out into those fields before there is no harvest. The workers are so few. So there's an urgency. Get out there. There's a harvest that is waiting. But there's also a warning. It's going to cost you. When you follow Jesus, and you follow Jesus, and you become others focused, and start serving others, and being part of the workers, there will be a cost, because I am sending you, says the Lord Jesus, like lambs among the wolves. Can you see the image? You're going to be servants like lambs. It's going to cost you. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It's not always going to be the easiest. And for those people, it would also mean that they would be persecuted and even killed. And yet, the church did not turn away from that. The church pursued this, did what Jesus asked, and they were others focused. And you know what happened. People were flocking to that church. Why? Because they were following Jesus and serving others. And of course, that happened until Constantine decided to make Christianity the religion of the kingdom. And then all of a sudden, the Christ followers were not lambs among wolves anymore, and they could become wolves themselves, and they could become comfortable themselves, and they could become complacent themselves, and life was just all good, and it all ended up with following Christ men going to church on a Sunday and sitting and listening, and then going back home instead of being that place where we love, where we care, where we follow, where we serve, where we give ourselves to others. Here's the thing. Jesus says, I am sending you out to go do this work. And unfortunately, what happened is that this kind of got stuck in the church. And in many followers. And that's why in the series we've been saying to each other so loud, can we come back to that call of Jesus? Follow me. That's where we started in that first part of the series. Follow me. Get up and come. Number two, get close to me so that you can learn from me. And now number three, follow me so that you can become others focused and that you can go out and I can send you. Can't just go sit and listen. I'm sending you to go help that couple that is struggling with their marriage. To go mentor those young adults. To come raise up a new generation that know their place in this world and know that they are loved and cared for. To go be a voice for those who have no voice. To go be the justice for those who have no justice. I'm sending you. It's not a sit thing. It's a go and do thing. But here's the coolest thing of all of this. And I take you back to verse 1. When Jesus sends them out, he says, and Jesus sent them out ahead of him to the towns where he was on his way to go to. Do you get that? When Jesus sends us out to go and to be others focused and to go serve, all we have to do is knock on the door, because Jesus is following right behind me. And once I've knocked, I can just get out of the way and people will see Jesus. And they will hear Jesus. And they can follow Jesus. That's what happens when I am prepared to walk and to do and to serve. He is right behind me. I'm not doing it in my power, in His power. I'm not doing it alone. He's there. He's sending me to where He is going, to the places where He wants to be seen, so that I can be the door knocker. And when it opens, in all that I do, who I am, how I serve, Jesus will be seen. I have two more verses that I would share with you, love to share with you. So the 72 come back. When they come back, verse 17 says, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. So when they come back after doing all this work, after serving, they don't come back and they say, we're tired, we're worn out, we're burned out, we're so done. They come back and they say, we're so energized, we're so filled with joy, because Lord, we saw your work. Holy moly, it's amazing to be part of following you and serving where you are with us, and we're amazed at what you do. Jesus answers them, and this is my favorite little piece. Verse 18, they said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. And Jesus replied, when you were serving, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Do you get that, my friends? Every time we go into this world where that harvest is plentiful and we go and serve, we're putting hell out of business. And you're saying, but I'm just leading a Bible study. I'm just leading a small group. I just pour the coffee in the back. I'm just one of the greeters at the door. I just teach a Sunday school class. Every time we are others focused and we serve, we're putting hell out of business. That's what happened when the servant of God, Jesus Christ, came into this world. When he put himself on that cross and he served and he gave his life and he died, he put hell out of business. So here's my question. Isn't it time for us to hear the words again? Follow me. Follow me. Follow my example and come serve. And as we serve, we're putting hell out of business. So let's join the team. It's time to get to work. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, thank you that when you looked at us, you were focused on us. And you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into this world. Lord Jesus, you came into this world and you were focused on us. And you said, follow me. Come a little closer. Follow me. Come learn from me. Come sit with me. And then you send us, but when we go, you are right behind us. And we do not have to go in our own power or strength, but we go with the power and the authority of your Holy Spirit. So help us, Lord. We want to be part of your team. Send us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.